Welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, bringing the tales and stories of the ancient Celts to your fireside. Special episode number 7, Christmas music special number 1. Hello and welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show. I'm Gary.
And I'm Ruth. And we'd like to wish all our listeners a very happy new year.
Welcome to 2009.
Yes, and let's hope it's a good year for all of us. Thank you for joining us on the first of our Christmas music specials. We're going to bring you some wonderful Celtic and fairy music in this show.
Yes, and if you want to find out more about any of these artists, pop along to our website at CelticMythPodShow.com. And check them out in the show notes or the contributors section.
And if you want to contact us, just drop us an email at ruth or gary@celticmythpodshow.com. Right, shall we get on with the show then?
Yep, good idea. Let's have some news and views. We've just heard that the first Ásatrú cemetery for modern Norse pagans has just been opened in Denmark.
Well, that's good news.
It is. But where are the cemeteries for modern Celts or Druids?
Well, that's an interesting thought. And the other thing, I guess, to add to this is that we don't actually know what the Celts did with their dead. We know that they found ashes. They've also found bodies in Celtic graves, etc.
Did they have one common custom or many?
Well, it seems that there were many, so how would you do that? You know, it's how would you set one?
Sure, or perhaps we can just have some kind of respect for the beliefs of modern people.
Agreed. A place set aside for modern pagans, Celts, whatever, would be a really nice time.
Well, perhaps this Danish thing is the beginning of a new trend.
Well, possibly. I know there's actually a place in the cemetery down the road which is actually put aside for people who want non-Christian burials, and
that's
people
good.
Plant trees there, etc., instead of putting the gravestones up.
That's nice.
So I think that's a really
nice
idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Did you know that the 3rd of January is Tolkien's birthday?
Ah, yes, I did. I was reminded by one of our listeners and contributors who we'll be hearing from a little later in the show.
Tolkien is the author of the amazing Lord of the Rings books and drew much of his inspiration from mythological sources. Tolkien's elves are perhaps the first modern appearance of the Fae as something other than small winged creatures of the Victorians.
And it's good to have them back.
It certainly is.
As I was saying, I was reminded by Samantha Gillagy, and she's sent us an incredibly powerful piece of fiddle work for us to play you, called The Day Dawn. She tells us that...
It's a live performance I did a couple of years ago of a Shetland tune called The Day Dawn. It's a very ancient melody, perhaps even Norse in origin, and was traditionally played on Christmas morning. The fiddler would wander throughout the house while playing so as to waken the members of the household. This recording is from a recital I gave on the night of the winter solstice, 2006, at the Great Hall in West Brookfield, Massachusetts, USA. I walked in a circle around the perimeter of the hall as I played, and you can hear that in this recording.
Great bit of history. So let's have a listen to Samantha Gillagy's The Day Dawn.
Thank you. That was really beautiful. Thank you, Samantha.
It's so evocative. You can almost see the mists streaming across the Scottish landscape and feel the chill wind carrying memories of ancient times.
You certainly can. It's amazing how much this ancient music can affect you, isn't it?
It is.
Now, we're proud to bring you another amazing song from Danny Quinn. Danny Quinn has been a performer of Irish and American folk music for nearly three decades. Danny's style of music and performance is tailored to his audience, from an entire session of Irish folk music to an evening of original folk and Celtic tunes.
I can almost guarantee you'll know this tune. See if you can guess what it is.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the leaves are falling. 'Tis you must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hush and white with snow. 'Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadows. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. If you return and all the flowers are dying, and I am dead, as dead I well may be, then come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an ave there for me. And I will feel the soft you tread above me, and o'er my grave may warmer, sweeter be. Then you will bend and tell me that you love me, and I will sleep in peace until you come to me.
And of course, that was the wonderful tune Danny Boy by Danny Quinn. That was so beautiful. We used to live close to a cemetery, and I heard that so many times being played by pipers, so it's got bittersweet connections for me.
I'm sure, yeah. I love the sound of the pipes. For our next piece of music, we're really lucky to be able to bring you another track by the fairy musician Karen Kay. This track is called A Midsummer Night's Dream, and you'll hear her and her partner, Michael Tingle.
Fairies fly across the stream. Is
Isn't that great?
Yes, it's lovely music. We've gone from the cold Scottish shores to the sticky warmth of summer woodlands. So let's liven things up now with A King for a Thousand Years by Orient Express.
The road is mine for a thousand years, and everlasting flight it seems. I ride a shadow to the sky, light is always on my side. I am the one who knows what's right. A thousand years I'm shining bright, nor the winds they burn my skin. Can see the light that shine within. The light is everlasting dream of here for a thousand years. Everlasting free, here for a
was King for a Thousand Years by Orient Express. We've heard from Rob Cole and Orient Express before, and they certainly do bring out the fire of the Celtic spirit.
My goodness, that one certainly did, didn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Anyway, we'll now have a short intermission and bring you an ancient poem. It looks as though we'll be moving on to the Welsh myths after the Irish mythological cycle. So we thought we'd introduce them with a poem from the Book of Taliesin, which is one of the four ancient books of Wales.
The Chair of Ceridwen, Book of Taliesin, 16. Sovereign of the power of the air, thou also the satisfaction of my transgressions. At midnight and at matins there shone my lights. Courteous the life of Minaog Ap Llen, whom I saw here a short while ago. The end in the slope of Llio, ardent was his pushing combats. Vagzu, my son, also. Happy the Lord made him in the competition of songs. His wisdom was better than mine, the most skillful man ever heard of. Gwydion Ap Dawn of toiling spirits enchanted a woman from blossoms and brought pigs from the south. Since he had no sheltering cots, rapid curves and plaited chains, he made the forms of horses from the springing plants and illustrious saddles. When adjudged the chairs, excelling them will be mine. My chair, my cauldron, and my laws, and my pervading eloquence meet for the chair. I am called skillful in the court of Dawn, I and Yoronwy and Yoron. I saw a fierce conflict in Nant Frangeon on a Sunday at the time of dawn between the Bird of Wrath and Gwydion. Thursday, certainly, they went to Mona to obtain whirlings and sorcerers. Arianrod of laudable aspect, Dawn of Serenity, the greatest disgrace evidently on the side of the Briton, hastily sends about his court the stream of a rainbow, a stream that scares away violence from the earth. The poison of its former state about the world it will leave. They speak not falsely, the books of Beda. The chair of the preserver is here, until doom shall continue in Europa. May the Trinity grant us mercy in the day of judgment, a fair arms from good men.
Oh, there are so many mythological references in that poem. I can't wait to start finding out about the Welsh tales.
It's good, isn't it?
The only thing I know about them at the moment is a little bit about the Mabinogion, because I played Rhiannon, the PC game, recently.
Ah, sure.
So yeah. I shall look forward to starting.
Well, that
those.
Was about the tale of Pryderi, wasn't it?
It was,
Prince
yes.
of Anun and so on.
Yes.
This references a couple of the other tales.
Right, okay.
So, all good cool. stuff. Although I'm still keen to hear the tales of Cuchulainn and the other Celtic stories, so don't let us bias you in your votes. The poll is still open, so come along and let us know what you'd like to hear.
Absolutely. Now let's listen to the dark magic of Tinkers Cuss, who teach us the Celtic art of the balefire.
Come share now the wisdom for gathering wood. Nine trees for a balefire, all will be good. For a slow, steady flame, burning strong, burning bright. What wisdom will warm us by the balefire tonight? Oak logs will warm you. that are old and are dry. Pine will smell sweetly, but the sparks, they will fly. Fast burns the birch chestnut, scarcely at all. And for long-lasting hawthorn, cut it down in let's come together 8 times in the year. Gather round in a circle of love and good cheer. We'll build up the balefire, drink sweet honeyed wine. Strong lords of the greenwood and their ladies so fine.
Was the Balefire song by Tinker's Cuss. They've got 2 albums out now, and I think they're working on a third. I'd like to get hold of these.
Yes, I think so. Talking of thinking, would you like to hear this song by Tinker?
What's it called?
This song.
Oh, that's got to be the worst link in history.
Yep, so listen to the rousing This Song by Tinker.
This is a song for my friends. Be with me until the end. They may have chosen different roads, but all I can say is I watched you go. So sing, sing out now. Join in with me, 'cause I'm like you, yeah. Living my life in a hurry. If I have my life to lead, I won't be consumed by the greed that's made others fall away. Hey, for the few and sing. Sing out now. Join in with them, 'cause they're like you, yeah.
Was really happy and sad all in one song. Amazing.
Some great guitar and fiddle work there, wasn't it? Wasn't there?
There was as well.
Some great guitar and fiddle work.
Yes. Now, let's carry on with the wonderful cheer of an Irish party with a song by Gothic Fairies who play some great music. Let's listen to The Fairy Dance by Fairies Wear Boots.
Thank you.
They're great, aren't they? And they've been called Fairies with Attitude.
I think all fairies have got attitude, but the name suits them really well. I absolutely love their music. Let's round off this music special with some more pounding party music from The Logues with Pochin Valley.
So here I am all alone by myself at the bar. I'm drinking my whiskey while waiting for you. I swear with all my heart I'll forget about my troubles. Go to Pochin Valley and try something new. I can drink my weight in whiskey, but it's gone to my head. You're better not knowing, I'm better off dead. Dark pubs and gutters, that's where my life's led. In a pub in Tyrone, I try to knock my troubles, but I want her for my own. An old man tells me, son, you've got to change your tone. Go to Pochin Valley for relief. So here I am all alone by myself at the bar. I'm drinking pints of whiskey while waiting for you. I swear with all my heart I'll forget about my troubles. We'll go to Pochin Valley and try something new. So here I am all alone by myself.
The Logues are a super Irish band with a great sense of humour. You can find out more about them in our show notes at CelticMythPodShow.com.
So let's finish off with some listener feedback.
Dum dum da 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 da. No. All right, moving on. Earworms.
Caitlin from Indiana has written to us and she says,
Gary and Ruth.
Hi, Caitlin.
I love your podcast. I'm an American Indianan. I live in Indiana. I'm not a Native American, just a smart aleck. And I'm currently living a television-free lifestyle.
Wow. Life without the electronic oracle. I'm impressed. Good for you.
Your pod show not only helps me understand the myths that I always had a bit of trouble understanding, but it's better than TV, in my honest opinion. Oh. Plus, I think it's good for my brain. Yay for brains!
Yep. Thank you very much for that, Caitlin. Can you imagine the ancient Celts with a television?
Oh, no, I can't.
Can't they? It's not right, is it?
They might have got addicted to soap operas and things and never gone to battle. And oh, no, no, can't think about that.
No.
Anyway.
It's alien.
Anyway, thank you so much for your email, Caitlin. It was lovely to hear from you. Keep up the bardic tradition. It won't be long before you're telling your own stories and playing your own music to your family.
Wish I had some sort of musical talent.
Well, I'm really pleased I don't have to listen to you murdering an Irish whistle. I've actually got them and I murdered them enough without you as well.
You're quite good.
No, I'm terrible.
Well, that wraps it up for our first music special. And so until next time, Slongavoil. You've been listening to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, available from CelticMythPodShow.com. We hope you've enjoyed the show and will stay tuned for the next episode. You can send us a quick email or voice feedback by emailing either Gary, that's G-A-R-Y, or Ruth, R-U-T-H, at CelticMythPodShow.com. You can chat to us in the forums on our website. The show notes for this episode can also be found on the website. We'd like to say a special thank you to Coulan's Hounds, who provided us with the theme music for our show. You heard Hag Hole at the beginning and are listening to The Skylark now. You can find out more about this foot-stomping band at www.sfhounds.com. And thanks again to Diane Arkenstone and Kim Robertson, whose music has been used for some of the incidental music in this podcast. You'll find links to their websites in our show notes.